From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends. In the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I thank you for the pleasure of your company as we open the Word of God and continue to study the Word of God. And our theme this week is, Why Study the Bible? And our study is based on Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And from those passages of Scripture, we have learned that it is the Word of God that enables us to bear fruit and prosper for the Lord, and it is the Word of God that is inspired of God that makes the child of God the way that God would have that child to be. God's Word equips us to be and to do all that God would have us to be and do. But we need to be in the Bible, and we need to be in the Bible regularly. Yesterday, I mentioned that we need to read the Bible to learn about salvation. And just allow me to say one more thing about that in light of what our study was yesterday. I mentioned that it is the reading of the Word of God that brings people to faith in Jesus Christ. But you and I who have been saved for a long time, the more we read the Word of God, the more we are able to understand the precious truths of the great salvation that God has given to us. And by understanding the precious truths of our salvation that God has given to us, you and I have the opportunity to grow in Christ, and we will appreciate our salvation more, and I believe that we will appreciate God even more. So read your Bible, dear Christian, and learn more about the great salvation that you have in the Lord. The second reason why we should read the Bible is so that we might grow in the Lord, that we might grow in the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, we find these words. It says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Now that's a simple statement, is it not? Allow me to read it to you again. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." You see, it's being in the Word of God, it is reading the Word of God, that we grow in the things of God. You know, I think one of the things that must concern God greatly is to see some of His children who have been saved for years, but they are still babes in Christ. They've never grown spiritually. They've never really served the Lord in ministry. They've never led anybody to Christ. Their church involvement is very little. And, oh, yeah, they are saved, but they're living a carnal life. Why is that the case? Well, it's because they have not desired the sincere milk of the Word. You and I cannot grow apart from reading the Word of God. And God wants us to grow spiritually. That, as a matter of fact, is a command of Scripture. Turn with me, if you would please, over to 2 Peter and chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." There is the command. We are not to remain babes in Christ all of our life. From the point that we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are to grow spiritually. And the way to grow spiritually, the basic way to grow spiritually is by reading and studying the Word of God. It's interesting to see how that's brought out for us in our text, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." And in reality, what that verse is saying is this: as newborn babes desire milk, so we should desire the milk of the Word that we may grow spiritually. Now, you've never seen a baby who has not desired milk. Am I correct with that? Now, perhaps the baby was sick or had some kind of a disease, but 99, 44, 100% of the time, every newborn baby desires milk and will cry for that milk. Those of you who have children can remember, no doubt, many times when your children, right after they were born, when they were babies, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, they would wake you up crying. Why? Because they wanted milk. Beloved, we should cry after the Word of God. We should desire to read and to study the Word of God as babies desire milk, so that we can grow in the Lord and so that we can taste the Lord and see that the Lord is gracious and good and merciful and kind and loving. We are living in a day and age when even Christians don't understand who God is and what God expects and how God operates. And why is that the case? It's because many Christians are not really in the Word of God. You know, it's a tremendous thing to see a child born, isn't it? And to see that precious little body and the facial expressions that precious little baby gives, it's a tremendous thing to see that. And everybody says, "Oh, what a wonderful birth, what a wonderful child this is." But imagine if that person was 45 years of age and still just weighed 10 pounds and 3 ounces and was 18 inches long and couldn't walk, couldn't talk. We would say that's pretty sorrowful, and it would be. And yet, that's the way that it is with many Christians. They've been saved for years, but they've not grown spiritually. They're still babes in Christ. And that's not pleasing to the Lord. That's not even blessing to the individual. And so we need to read the Word of God that we might grow in the Lord and continue to grow in the Lord, continue to grow spiritually until we see Jesus face to face. The third reason why we should read the Bible is to build our faith. Back in the book of Romans chapter 10, we see that that's brought out for us very clearly. Romans chapter 10 and the 17th verse, a verse that I'm certain that many of you know quite well, where it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Let me repeat that again. Again, a simple verse. It says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Now, I believe that that relates both to salvation as well as to spiritual growth and sanctification. I brought out the other day that if indeed we are going to see people come to Christ and come to faith in Christ, we need to give them the Word of God, because it's through the reading and the studying and the understanding of the Word of God that the Spirit of God will convict individuals of their sin and convict them of their unbelief and provide the incentive to them to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. That's why we need to give the unsaved the Word of God. But in your life and my life as Christians, our faith will continue to grow as we hear the Word of God. And by hearing the Word of God, we're not just talking about hearing it preached or hearing it read, but rather by applying it to our lives, appropriating it, putting it to practice in our life on a day-by-day basis. In other words, when you hear a message preached, do what you can by the grace of God and the aid of the Holy Spirit of God to receive what is being preached and put it into practice in your life. When you read the Bible, do what you can by the grace of God and the working of the Spirit of God in your life to obey what the Bible says. And when you obey the Word of God, your faith in God will grow. And beloved, that is important, because remember, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us very clearly in chapter 11 and verse 6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's through faith in Jesus Christ that one is saved and thus pleases God. And it's through faith in Jesus Christ, as we study the Word of God and grow in Christ, that pleases God. But we've got to read the Word of God to do it. So let me ask you, how is your Bible reading these days? How is your Bible reading today? Have you been in the Scripture yet? You know, if you read the Bible just 15 or 20 minutes a day, you can read through the entire Bible in 1 year's time. Think about that. But not only that, when you read the Bible every day, you can grow in the Lord, and your faith will grow, and you'll live to please the Lord. And that's a tremendous thought. Well, our time is up for today. The Lord willing, tomorrow we will be back and consider another couple of reasons why we should read the Word of God on a regular basis. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we study together. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.